213 Rock with Eric Melodica on Vinyl Stein's Classic Rock Radio.
Yeah, on your web rock station, on Vinyl Times, the classic rock radio, 213 Rock, à l'instant, Wings of Steel, l'album Gates of Twilight, Leather and Lace, 213 Rock, Vinyl Times, the classic rock radio, en direct tonight, hein, j'ai Léo et Parker, ils sont bien là et bien présents en direct. Hi Léo, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, man.
Yes, how are you?
Doing just fine, how about yourself?
Yes, I'm doing great, I'm really happy for talking to you on air tonight.
Our pleasure, dude.
And Parker? Hi, Parker.
How's it going, man?
Yes, I'm doing great. And you?
Pretty good.
Yes, everything is fine for you?
Yeah. Yeah, going so far so good, yeah.
So far so good, oh yeah. Donc en direct, vous les entendez, hein, Parker et Léo, qui sont en direct tonight on 213 Rock Vinyl Times, the classic rock radio. So guys, my name is Eric Melodica. The name of the show is 213 Rock, hosted by Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio. As you know, we are based in Paris, France. And thank you very much for accepting my live invitation.
Pleasure is all ours, man.
Yes, my pleasure too. So, Leo, how were your shows at the No Playback Festival and the Keep It True in Germany recently?
Oh, man, we could not have hoped for a better, a more warm welcome than what we received. You know, we had the opening slot on both shows, but it was pretty much packed, man. So, and everyone loved it, and we loved them just as much.
Mm-hmm, effectivement qu'ils ont eu des shows d'ouverture, hein, sur deux festivals récemment en Allemagne, au No Playback Festival ainsi qu'au Keep It True. Ils ont eu franchement des grands moments, des très très grands moments. Same question for you, Parker. How was the shows at the No Playback Festival and Keep It True?
I think Leo summed it up pretty good. I mean, we were really not sure how it would go because, you know, we've never, I mean, the No Playback Festival was the first time we ever played in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
We were blown away by the response we got, and it was beyond any expectations that we had. So it was really, really, really cool.
Effectivement, qu'ils ont adoré. C'était vraiment cool en tout cas, et c'était énorme pour eux. Ils ont passé du gros moment. C'était aussi leur première date effectivement en Europe. So Parker, did you meet your European fans at the merchandising stand, please?
Yes, we did. We got to meet many of them actually, which was really cool because. Up until this point, you know, we've only really known them over Facebook or whatever social media. So to actually, you know, come and meet some of you guys in person was also mm-hmm. was also really cool.
Effectivement, qu'ils ont rencontré leurs fans du côté du merch hein, au stand, ceux qui effectivement laissent des messages du côté des réseaux sociaux, tout ça. En tout cas, ils ont rencontré pas mal de monde et ça, ils en sont très heureux. And Parker, I saw some ending chats posted on your Facebook pages with the crowds behind the band and at the end of the show, I think it was crazy.
Yeah, we were not expecting to see that many people in there, so it's cool. And to be honest with you, the picture doesn't do it justice because when you're on the stage and you're looking out, you're just like, holy shit, you know, there's this big mass of people and there's this great massive energy there too, and it's just it's incredible.
Mm-hmm, effectivement que c'était incroyable, hein, beaucoup d'une masse de monde derrière eux. Ils n'espéraient pas tant hein, en fait, et ils ont été vraiment surpris. Ils ont donné deux shows, ils ont donné vraiment ce qu'ils avaient. Hein. Et en tout cas, apparemment, ils ont bien assuré parce qu'il y a eu d'excellents commentaires. So Parker, your very first EP was released in 2022.
Correct. Yep.
Yes, with some great tracks such as Tom Child, Wings of Steel, and Rim of Desire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some great track and some I saw some great review in France from the French media were starting to review your band at the time.
Yeah, we've been seeing a lot of great press and a lot of great attention in the French media.
Mm-hmm, effectivement, hein, que je dis à Parker, il y a eu effectivement ce premier EP sorti en 2022 avec des bons titres comme Stormchild, Wing of Steel et Rim of Desire. Et Parker me répond effectivement, ouais, ils ont eu effectivement, oui, du côté de la France, d'excellents commentaires, donc ils les ont bien lus. Et ça, c'est vraiment cool. And Leo, and there is a track, very special track on the first EP, Kamshin Rider's track, in the vein of Beautiful Spanish Nights, great acoustic track.
Yeah, you know, I think that's both Mimi and Parker, that's one of our favorite tracks. It's a deep cut and it's gonna be there forever. We're very proud to have written it and at a very special occasion we will pull that song out.
Mm-hmm, effectivement que y a une spéciale un côté spécial location comme il dit hein, un côté régional avec ce petit côté vibe espagnol, ce titre acoustique est vraiment bien sur le premier EP hein, vraiment très intéressant. Ça diffère totalement de la setlist de ce 5 titres, mais en tout cas très beau titre. And Parker, your debut album Gates of Twilight was released in May 2023, I guess. Yes, if my memory is good.
That's
yes,
right.
Into 1 year ago. Yes, and the opening track.
Well.
Yeah, the opening track Lion Love is huge. It's a good US heavy metal with a lot of emotions in the vocals and guitars.
Yeah, I mean it's a great song and has a lot of great energy, big massive chorus, massive sound, a lot of fun. We actually played at the No Playback Festival. It was the first time we ever played that song live actually as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a great tune. We love it. It's one of the fan favorites too.
C'était récemment donc du côté du No Playback Festival hein, qu'ils ont testé, commencé à jouer ce titre hein, très beau titre, le Liar in Love hein, d'ailleurs qui ouvre cet album, vraiment hein, du bon titre, bon heavy metal, et puis ouais, ils en sont fiers, ils adorent ce titre hein. And the track number 2, Leo, Fall in Line, I can't wait to hear it on stage hein, because we are in your world with that track.
Absolutely, that's definitely one of those tracks that get people right up there in the energy, man. It's a really fun one to play, and yeah, I can't wait to play it again.
Effectivement, qu'il a hâte de jouer en tout cas ce nouveau titre hein, parce que là, il aime vraiment, et puis on est vraiment totalement dans leur monde. C'est ça qui est important. And Parker, your first music video was Leather and Less, released almost 1 year ago. It's a very bluesy rock track. I think it's a great sound to pick up a girl.
Well. That's actually our second music video. Our first music
yes.
video was actually for the song "Wings of Steel," but yeah, I mean it's a fun video. It all came together really quick, and actually, it was shot on the same day, same location that we shot the Garden of Eden video, which is the other music video from the Gates of Twilight album.
Ah, ok. Alors, Leather and Lace, effectivement, était leur deuxième clip, hein, puisqu'ils en ont déjà, ils en ont réalisé 3. Ce titre est vachement bien. En tout cas, c'est vraiment un côté bluesy rock track. Et puis, ils se sont marrés un petit peu parce que je disais que ce titre est un peu dans la veine, effectivement, des styles art, etc., dans les années 90. Mais c'est surtout un super titre pour draguer une meuf, quoi. Enfin, c'est pour ça qu'ils étaient un peu morts de rire. Mais non, mais vraiment, je conseille vraiment ce titre, Leather and Lace. Lace. Hein. D'ailleurs, on est rentré avec en interview. And Parker, Garden of Eden. I like the guitar harmonies. It's so touching.
Yeah, it's another. I mean, you know, that's what we love guitar harmonies in this band. You know, right there, right off the bat in the intro, you get hit with this big wall of them. And it's a really fun song, though. It's very dynamic. It has this big open intro section. Then we go into like this really like crunchy, slow, heavy verse, and then we pick it up for the solo section. It's a lot of fun to play that song. It's very dynamic. Gets to showcase some bluesiness, some lower parts of Leo's register too, and yeah.
Ouais, effectivement, c'est très amusant pour eux. Ils aiment jouer ce titre, hein, le Garden of Eden, qui est très dynamique, avec une bonne introspection. En tout cas, il y a de belles choses à l'intérieur dans ce titre, hein, vraiment bien. And Leo, your voice is incredible. Hein. It's between love inside of hard rock and heavy metal sound. Hein. There is something going on. I'm totally impressed by this sensation.
Yeah, you know, it's there. It does what it does. I always try to serve the music. You know, that's what it's about. The voice is just another instrument like everything else, you know, but yeah, I'm happy that it speaks to a lot of people, especially in the underground heavy metal scene, and that some people, they draw comparisons to some good bands. It's cool.
Effectivement que ce titre est sensationnel, en tout cas il est content, hein, que ce titre parle à peu près à tous les fans, effectivement, qui est très beau, qui est incroyable, et puis la voix à l'intérieur, hein, dans Garden of Eden était juste dingue. And Parker and Leo, the music video will reach very soon, I think 100,000 views.
Yeah, it's getting up there. It's really cool to see it grow and see it's, I mean, for us, just seeing our music getting out there into the world and reaching that many people, I think it's really awesome, you know. Yeah,
music videos has been great for us, seeing as we haven't been able to make it over to Europe now, so putting that visual aspect to the band even before being able to come over is it's been pretty good for us.
Put a face for the name, you know.
Okay, alors effectivement ils sont très contents en tout cas de la vidéo, de ce qu'elle atteint bientôt les 100,000 vues. Juste, je sais pas si vous entendez à l'extérieur, mais je suis en train de me manger une violente tempête. There is a big storm outside of my window.
Oh, stay safe, man.
It's amazing.
Don't forget metal, man.
Yeah, no worry. Be safe. And I would like to talk about the feedback from your fans on YouTube.
Yeah, we've been fortunate to receive great feedback all across the board, really. It's a testament that we, you know, we're doing something right, and we want to continue doing what it is that we do, and hopefully the response will keep on being there the way it's been.
Effectivement qu'il y a des superbes commentaires, hein, sur YouTube. En tout cas, ils en sont très heureux. Ils les lisent en même temps. Hein. And Leo Parker, I can give you a few examples, hein, about the comments available on YouTube. One of the fans said, my favorite track can start the day without it. Another one said, it's bombastic sound. It's a masterpiece. Another one said, it just gets better and better every time. And another one said, hey guys, greeting from Malaysia. You guys rock. It's amazing. You have fans all over the world about comments.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. You know, now we've only, I mean, the Keep It True Festival we played last weekend was the fifth live show that Wings of Steel has ever done.
Ever.
And the fact that we have a worldwide fan base in basically every corner of the globe that's this supportive and this stoked and excited on what we're doing, it's really awesome, you know. And it's you know, a cool thing about the day and age that we live in is we can go and we can reach all these people, and it's really cool. It's really cool to see it.
Ouais, effectivement que c'est vraiment superbe. En tout cas, ils ont pu s'en apercevoir, hein, du côté du Keep It True Festival, différentes nationalités, des fans qui les connaissaient. Donc ils ont vu que le message passait vachement bien. Et puis en même temps, effectivement, on peut dire aussi, hein, le Gate of Twilight, le disque, il est superbe. Et puis en même temps, ouais, ils sont vraiment contents, en tout cas, de tous ces messages venant d'à peu près dans le monde. Et ils sont surpris, hein, de jour en jour comme ça là, de voir des gens comme ça de tel pays qui les connaissent. C'est incroyable, ça permet quand même de se projeter sur l'avenir, et franchement ils en sont vraiment très très heureux, quoi. And Parker, how will your guitar tones for the next album, because I'm sure at this moment you are working, the band is working on the new music.
If you mean tone by like sound, I mean it's probably gonna be I'm pretty happy with my sound. I have a pretty, it's not too complicated, it's a pretty simple setup, and you know, I think I basically just use my tone however it needs to be used for the song. So if I need a solo and I need something cool on there, I'll throw some effects. Or if I just need a, you know, basic straight up rhythm thing or a clean thing, I basically do, you know, I make the guitar sound however it needs to sound for the song. But we are currently working on some more music. I mean, we're always writing stuff, but yeah. So you will be hearing some more guitar tones very soon.
Ok. Ok. Alors effectivement, je vais demander quel sera le son de sa guitare sur le prochain album, parce qu'on aime déjà sur Gates of Twilight. Donc il donne quelques éléments en tout cas. Il en est déjà très fier. Il continue à bosser dessus. Et puis en même temps sur ce nouvel album, on va en savoir quelques plus. So Leo, are you set up with Barker your new ideas for the next album?
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff we got stored. You know, there's stuff that I've come up with on my own, stuff that Park has come up with, but that's what we like to say, you know, it's not until we sit down together and we start hashing out these ideas. And, you know, sometimes we end up using nothing and just writing something new. But it's not until we get together that the magic actually happens that becomes Wings of Steel.
Ok, alors effectivement qu'ils sont en train de bosser en tout cas sur les titres du prochain album. Ils y sont tous les deux déjà apparemment du côté de son appartement. Enfin, ils sont en train de bosser déjà. And Parker Leo, I guess a sneak preview soon this year?
Potentially. So right now our timeline for the band is we're going to do this, finish out this European tour, and then we're going to try to get on a tour in the US, and then after that we're going to basically go into recording and writing, recording and producing everything on the album. So it's possible that by late this year or early 2025 we'll be putting out some singles from the album and
okay.
Trying to kind of get it out there, but okay. That's kind of how things are looking right now.
Ah ben voilà déjà une bonne information. Donc peut-être pour cette fin d'année et voire peut-être début de l'année prochaine 2025, il devrait y avoir déjà des nouveaux titres de disponibles à travers les réseaux sociaux. Ça, c'est une bonne nouvelle en tout cas. 213 Rock Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio Leo Parker des Wings of Steel en direct tonight. So guys, you work with Damien Reynaud. We know him here in France for this album and maybe for the next one.
Yeah. We love Damien, man. He's great.
Damien is a great guy.
Mm-hmm. Effectivement, que Damien Reynaud, qu'on connaît en France, effectivement, puisqu'il a déjà joué dans certains groupes, et puis en même temps, très, très bon producteur basé à Los Angeles aujourd'hui. And so, just before the end, you will be on stage in Paris on May 16th. Yeah, and the following day on May 17th in Lille. Two great shows on the way.
Yeah, this is correct. We look forward to these. Like crazy. The anticipation is huge, and we're stoked beyond measure, man. It's going to be a kick-ass show, both of them.
Mm-hmm. And two great shows on the way, and can we expect some surprise?
Yeah, I think that every show has with it its own surprise. Mm-hmm. If you've never seen us, I think that would be surprise enough.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the thing, it's, you know, and this is not just me saying, but this is also, you know, feedback a lot of the fans that we've spoken to the last couple weekends is, you know, I mean, and we're very proud of the way our album sound and how everything sounds on the record, and we stand behind that 100%. But when you come and you hear the music live, it almost it's different. You experience it. It's you're much more immersed in it, and I think that alone is worth it. But you will also may hear a couple things throughout the show that are not recorded on the album. I'll leave it at that. You have to come to the show to find out what they are.
Ok, alors le 16 mai prochain et le 17, deux shows donc en France des Wings of Steel. L'un donc du côté des Étoiles à Paris et l'autre le 17 du côté du Splendid à Lille. Ça va être énorme, hein. Deux belles soirées avec peut-être, j'espère en tout cas, des bonnes surprises, quelque chose en tout cas qui viendront. Bon, moi j'espère toujours, hein. J'essaie de rester positif puisque ce seront quand même les deux premières dates françaises du groupe. Donc ça seront des moments incroyables, des moments sur lesquels nous vivrons et que à l'avenir on dira « Ah oui, j'y étais à ce show, c'était vraiment important » comme j'ai pu voir par le passé, hein, des shows incroyables, des groupes aujourd'hui qui sont devenus très grands, mais qui ont fait, par exemple, Dream Theater à la Loco, par exemple, Savatage, par exemple, tout ça. Tous ces premiers shows-là, on les a vus à l'époque, et ensuite, ces groupes-là sont devenus, effectivement, Dream Theater est devenu très gros, Savatage est devenu très légendaire. Donc là, on espère, ça sera donc dans de petites salles, dans des énormes, dans des très très bonnes conditions. Donc je rappelle la date, le groupe Wings of Steel sera à Paris du côté de l'Étoile le 16 mai prochain, et ensuite, le lendemain, le 17 à Lille, au Splendid, 213 Rock, Vinyl Times, The Classic Rock Radio, nous seront pour voir ça. En tout cas, le côté du show parisien, ça va être énorme. Deux belles dates, n'hésitez pas à en parler à vos amis, c'est très important. Il faut absolument qu'il y ait du monde ce soir-là pour venir supporter ce beau groupe. So guys, thank you very much for this live interview. Do you have a message for the audience tonight? Parker and Leo, please.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of just said it. We are beyond excited to get over to France. It's going to be our first show ever there, so that alone is very monumental. And the support we've heard coming out of France even before, yeah, we cannot wait to just go there, kick ass, experience this together with you all, and yeah, we look forward to meeting you.
Okay.
I mean, Leo, you said it best, but let's just say thank you to all the support that we've received thus far, and if you have not seen us live yet, we cannot recommend enough, man. Come out there, experience the Wings of Steel live in the flesh.
Oh yeah, 213 Rock, Vinyl Times, The Classic Rock Radio. Je recommande vivement, chaudement d'être présent pour les Parisiens et les Lillois et puis d'autres encore s'ils veulent faire le déplacement d'aller voir Wings of Steel à Paris et à Lille. 213 Rock, Vinyl Times, The Classic Rock Radio. Venir écouter cet album, le Gates of Twilight en live, effectivement, ça va être énorme. 213 Rock, continuons avec le titre des Wings of Steel, The Garden of Eden. 213 Rock, Vinyl Times, The Classic Rock Radio.
Inside your room, my dreams, singing the gods.